and we have Rhett talking about MG-12. Rhett, we actually made a side reference to the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and most people don't realize that 95% of the potash on the planet, which is not just a couple minerals that they shove into our so-called food supply, we want to make force soil to grow our food is mineral deficient. In fact, the first sign of what I call famine is mineral deficiency of the food, and a civilization dies from the soil up. Every civilization on Earth, whether it's long-lived civilizations like the Nilometer in Egypt, where literally the sands of the Sahara Desert brought minerals that would fall in Ethiopia, and it's the only major river in the world that flows northward, it would carry those mineralized organisms, literally creating an organic matrix of these very important minerals. If you look at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, there's 14 minerals present there that are in the ancient oceans and in every life form on Earth to induct the production of structural proteins and enzymes. And if you don't have them, you don't have abundant life. You have life, but it's not abundant. And it's really important to understand when you use MG-12 products, whether they're cosmetic, like the shampoos, or using the MG-12 oils, it's completely different, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Dr.
I can hear a lot of background, like a fan going or something. Ah, there you go. Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, okay, good. Fan's gone. So tell me, Rhett, about the MG-12 products. Let's go from the shampoos to the soaps to the... like I get in the bath in the morning and I use the sport product in my bath water or in the oil. I use the MG-12 soap, which is amazing. Tell us about each of these, because I think people should realize that if you're not remineralizing your body, you're dying. Now, I'm presenting a lecture in December, and I'm not just presenting a theory. It's theory-based with equations and so on what's called the application of quantum biology to aging and disease. And my theory doesn't just apply to humans. It applies to all life forms, including exobiology, on distant planets like the second Earth that the NASA is talking about. Was called Centauri Proxima, which is a planet, I think it's about 4.5 light years away. It's not that far, but it's literally a second Earth. If there's life on that planet, number one, there has to be water, which is a phonon maser transducer of biophotonic frequencies of living things, biological molecules. But it has to have these minerals, and if it doesn't have the minerals, there won't be life. And the problem with our civilization, part of the reason why we're dying earlier and getting new diseases, is we don't have the minerals in our soil, so they're not in our people. So people, if they get excess manganese without the other minerals, they become violent criminals because the amygdala and the rage control centers are seizuring. If you don't have the right mineral content, you're going to get depressed and anxious. If you don't have the right mineral content, you're going to get insomnia. If you don't have the right mineral content, you're going to get Alzheimer's or ADD or turn diabetic because you lack vanadium and chromium, which is virtually completely depleted from our soils. So tell us about these product lists.
Well, I'd like to start off with one of the products that you had mentioned first, and that's our Dead Sea Nourishing Shampoo. And the reason I'd like to bring it up first is because there's not a lot of magnesium shampoos out on the market. Ours is a wonderful product. We have many testimonials if you would like to look at our website. That talks about how it's helped with psoriasis, in particular plaque psoriasis, which magnesium has been known to be helpful for thousands of years. People go and they bathe in the Dead Sea
right,
to help with skin diseases and problems. And our shampoo is a very rich formula. It does have the magnesium chloride and trace minerals from the Dead Sea salts. In addition, it has sunflower seed oil. It also has a wonderful sweet almond oil. It contains lavender essential oil, which is, of course, wonderful for combating any bacterial, fungal, scalp problems that some you may have. It also contains the essential oil of rosemary, and along with coconut oil. It's absolutely wonderful for all hair types. I use it. I love it. I don't even have to use a conditioner unless I just want to. So it's wonderful on all levels, especially for people with scalp problems, scalp issues. I'd like to talk a little bit about our soap also.
Oh, yeah, amazing soap. Great soap.
Soap is wonderful. And I'm going to throw this in. I ran out of the soap at home, and I had the shampoo. I love the shampoo, and actually ended up using my shampoo as a soft soap, and almost like it better, I use it as a beauty wash on my face. So I'll throw that in. I love it. And our soap is also, of course, it contains the Dead Sea salts, magnesium chloride, trace minerals that we've been talking about. It also contains mud from the Dead Sea, which is very, very high in mineral content. Addition to that, we have nothing in it that is going to cause reactions from a gluten reaction. We have rice bran oil, coconut oil, palm oil. We have castor oil, cocoa butter, Dead Sea clay, sweet orange oil, patchouli oil, and carrot seed oil, all included in our soap. It's very rich and very creamy. We get testimonials all the time from people who go to their dermatologist or plastic surgeon, and they're asked why they have such beautiful skin, and they're told that's because we use magnesium soap from MG12.
I know, it's amazing. And by the way, if you want to purchase it, go to the front page of NutraMedical. Go to the hyperlink so we'll get credit for any sales that occur. And then just go rate and purchase it. And by the way, I think you save 5% by going through our website link, don't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So that's why you save
5%. Any of your loyal, wonderful followers will receive a discount from our company simply by going to your site.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who purchase on your recommendation. You have a very, very loyal fan base. I have to tell you that.
Well, I tell the truth. One of the things people know, I will, as much as I know it, again, if I need to correct myself because I'm human, I make mistakes, but most things I don't, actually.
The reason
is
you do.
I research things to the hilt because I get up in the morning thinking, you know, God bless me with more truth and the better questions to seek the truth. The problem is, you see, most people don't like to be in a state of uncomfortableness. They don't think they know everything. Why is the civilization dying? I can give you specific analysis, and believe it or not, it dies from the soil up, which is why the Sabbath rest was such an important part of the commandments. It wasn't just a day, a week to honor God. It was that the Sabbath was to be every day, and the Sabbath in the land is to let the land go fallow so the mineralization will make a healthy population that won't have cancer, autism, diabetes, and other diseases that populated and affected the people surrounding them because they didn't have proper, we call, soil husbandry. And they don't understand this, that if the Dead Sea minerals are not in your soil, which, by the way, what I do now is I tell people, take the MG12, make a dilution of it, put it in your rose bushes, put it in your vegetables, put it in your greenhouse, and that's what I do. And it's amazing what it does. And it's so cost cheap. You literally take a small amount, a few ounces, in a 5-gallon jug, the MG12, and spray your rose bushes. And the next day it'll be like one of those, you know, those movies. You'll say, wow, all my rose bushes bloomed. Or you'll taste the vegetables from your garden. And you can't believe the color and the flavor. And the reason is color and flavor and vitamin content are completely dependent on the mineral content. And a lot of these trace minerals that are very exotic sounding are extremely important. It's been said by biochemists that we probably understand 5% of the biochemistry of chemical reactions in a physical human body, let alone plants and other things that support our biology. But it all comes down to minerals. Minerals, in fact, my theory is, and as I'm going to explain this briefly, your genes send a signal through the telomeres, which are the chromatids, the end of your chromosomes, called a biophoton signature frequency. That frequency tells the ion channels in your cell membrane to open and close and transport active minerals into the cell, and the frequency of the minerals turns on and off the structural proteins that regulate your genes. So your cells already have a feedback control system, and the primary black keys on the keyboard of your DNA is minerals. Isn't that interesting? You can't form chords like music, and my presentation is called A Song of DNA. In other words, the first part of the song is a fetus with a placenta. The second phase is a child becoming an adolescent that can reproduce. The third is a maturing adult that can have a family. And the fourth phase is control, senescence, and death. In other words, there's a part of the song it is shutting off DNA, and it's primarily shutting off ion channels. So when your hair goes gray, it's the ion channels in your hair follicles shutting off the transport of manganese. Do people know that your hair is going literally or going senescent? There's also specific minerals for that. But if your hair goes gray, it's because your hair follicle transport ion channels have shut down because the DNA is telling them, don't transport any manganese, so the manganese-dependent pigment enzymes are no longer present and the hair turns gray. Is that interesting or what?
Yes. I'm going to go buy some manganese.
Yeah, well, it's already in there, but we have manganese in our protein amino acid chelated minerals, and I'm also developing an individual new technology based on research I'm doing with Dr. Truat, which I'm going to advance his technology one more step. And what that means is we'll have a special form of minerals that are alkalinized, that are in liposomes as well, that are in the new technology that was developed by Linus Pauling and one of his research colleagues in San Diego. So I'm moving it one step beyond that. So we have the protein amino acid chelates in our living probiotic, Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus and our what's called life support. And these are protein amino acid chelates, so they're actually actively transported as a protein complex. But we have another technology for individual minerals that I'll be launching here shortly. And I tell people, you got to get the MG12 products. Your body is going to micellize them, even in your skin, to get them into your central circulation. So people that use the bath water, notice their muscle cramps go away. Their cardiac spasms go away. Their hypertension settles down. Their autonomic nervous system, which is an overdrive and sympathetic, we call fight or flight, settles down. A whole lot of changes in the physical whole body occur when you use topical minerals, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. One of the best forms of defense against any type of anxiety I've found since I've been blessed enough to be able to work here at MG12 and use these wonderful products, it does help anxiety levels.
But basically stress kills. And stress kills through the autonomic nervous system. One of the things that I discovered, which is really interesting, and the first observation, I was doing research with Dr. John Woodbury, where I reviewed 26,000 cases and analyzed the database and worked in the Synovia Analysis Lab and Medical School with the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. And I made a couple of observations, and I asked, what I like to do is I always ask questions that neither I nor the people around me can answer. And the first question was, if we have lymphocytes attacking the synovial membrane, creating what's called rheumatoid nodules, and destroying cartilage and joints and creating rheumatoid nodules anywhere up to the hippocampus in your brain, then why can we have disease in the right knee and the left knee is perfectly fine? And I discovered what it is. I was using electronic point finder about 36 years ago, and I discovered that there had to be electrical activity around a specific joint. Well, about 20 years ago, I managed to get a device that was classified for many years from Keith Lee Enterprises that was designed only for the microchip industry, and you couldn't get one, and really wasn't designed for medical. But it was able to measure in picovolts and microamps the frequency of little circuits and microchips. So I started doing frequency analysis around people, whether they had a tumor in their lung. I'm looking for secondaries or, say, rheumatoid arthritis. I could actually find the hot joints, not just by observation, but by actually looking frequency spectra were identical, say, in their right knee and their left wrist. And you can actually see the spectral frequency, which means there's a circuit there. Now, all these circuits are dependent on blocking specific minerals. Is that interesting or what? So if you don't remineralize, one of the major steps to turn off disease is not present. In other words, without the proper mineral content in the tissue to heal it, you can't possibly turn on the right genes to rebalance its physiology and change the circuit. Is that interesting or what?
That is absolutely fascinating.
Right. So
it truly is.
Now, I use that technology with the metapathia and with the Hunter function and the bioplasm, and I've actually stood on the shoulders of Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute and other research scientists going right back to Nikola Tesla. And because I have a background in nuclear quantum physics, I've actually worked out the quantum energy transfer equations. And I've been able to pull an oscilloscope of the frequencies of different harmonic resonance of different tissues and organelles and cells. So I can actually, with these devices, scan someone and tell if they've got a nascent, say, prostate cancer or breast cancer and where it's located. But I can also pull the frequencies off of that ill or diseased tissue. And every tissue has not only a frequency signature, it has a mineral signature. Is that interesting?
Yes, it is.
Right. So in other words, if you've got a disease of a particular organelle or organ, that diseased tissue has a specific pattern of frequencies, harmonic resonant frequencies, and a specific patterns of minerals, including toxic heavy metals. For example, mercury is in the same place in the periodic table of elements as chromium and molybdenum. Now, why is that important? Well, it turns out chromium and vanadium. If you have chromium and vanadium, you're going to get insulin resistance, which also regulates the sodium potassium ATPase. So you're going to get hypertension, and you're going to get diabetes. If you look at depleted uranium, it's in the same place as molybdenum. And molybdenum is important for creating tetrahydrobiopterin for your blood vessel walls and nitric oxide synthase. So as you look at each one, the toxic heavy metals, which interfere with normal things, cause a disease. They create abnormal circuits. And we even found out that the ballasts of lights that have mercury in them create the same resonant effect on tissues as the heavy metal present in your body. So you can actually be affected by a resonant frequency that can actually have the same toxic effects as a heavy metal inside your body. Is that weird?
Yes, it is.
Which means, basically, non-thermal effects of scalar radiation from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks. And this is classified. Both the Russians and Americans have discovered ways of switching, using scalar frequencies to switch on atavistic genes so they can take chickens, little chicks, and hit them with specific harmonic radiation and make them start to grow raptor claws of their ancient reptilian ancestors called velociraptors. So you're eating modern chicken. Its ancestors were velociraptors that were 6 to 10 feet tall, running at 60 miles an hour. Interesting, eh?
That is absolutely phenomenal, Dr. Deagle. It truly is.
Yeah, now people don't realize only 7% of your DNA codes for alleles, 32,000 proteins, structural and enzymatic. 93%, they used to call it junk DNA. Now it's called musical or harmonic DNA. It actually is what's called I would call this a stochastic, harmonic resonant, if you want to call it, holographic DNA would be a better term for it. And the fancy mathematical term for these basically is it's nonlinear holographic ways of recording images of how to build the structure and function of any organism. So it's recorded in your DNA at specific frequencies. That's why your DNA telomeres, the primary function, is actually to literally send out a little antenna frequency to the cell wall and the membranes that regulate the mineral content coming into the cell, whether it's disease or health. Interesting, eh?
Yes, it is.
So if you can't remineralize someone to the proper mineral content to restore disease, to restore from disease, you can't heal them. You can temporarily make them, quote, symptom-free by covering it up with drugs or trying to overwhelm the system. But remember now, symptom-free doesn't mean disease-free. The problem I discovered years ago was major symptoms will bother you and minor ones will kill you, and no symptoms at all can snuff you. In other words, when you're getting older or you're developing the nascent changes that are going to give you cancer or a blocked artery, it's all related on gene silencing and gene activation, and it's all directly dependent on mineral content. Fascinating, eh? So when I talk about anti-aging, in fact, I came up with a radiologist 5 years ago when I was in Los Angeles, and I came up with a way to take the theoretical model for Linus Pauling's field ion scanner, and I know how to build one. Now, if I had the $20 to $50 million in order to build one, I could build what's called a field ion scanner, so you get not just an MRI scan, you get what's called a frequency spectral scan of a person, and you'd see all this frequency spectra of the metabolites and the molecules in their body in four-dimensional time space. So you could actually see someone's eating something, how it's being turned from one molecule into another, and you'd see the mineral content in each tissue. Pretty cool, eh?
Someday, that is incredible.
Someday we'll have that. I know how theoretically to do it.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to start shopping for MG12 products. I'll shop for all your nutriments. Do not, and I warn you, do not go anywhere else for your nutraceuticals other than NutriMedical.com. And do not think that you're going to second-guess any other topicals for your body or minerals than MG12. If you want topical shampoos and oils and so on, essential oils, you want the MG12 products. You want the Sabbath rest in your cells. You want remineralization. As I said before, and a couple of these metaphors are very applicable, not only is the Sabbath rest important so you don't get cancer, but God made it so important in the Bible, and there's many quotes that tie to the Sabbath, and people say, you could literally write an encyclopedia just on the Sabbath and all its aspects, from the soil, the vitamin content, the mineral content, the behavior of a population, the level of violence, the level of cancer, the level of birth defects. You could literally tie everything back to the Sabbath. And not only that, the Sabbath also means, in a sense, the archetype is God is the minerals of our soul. And the minerals in our soil determine the health of our bodies. How's that?
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
Of our soul. So if we rely on God, which is the minerals of our soul will be right, because we, Shema, Hebrew, which is to hear and do God's will, which is why this knowledge came to me, to literally create the world's scientific validation for it and present it as a lecture, because we are not going to achieve life extension other than squaring the life curve to make people really look really good before they pop or die or faceplant, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people in the so-called life extension industry just want to make people look really good or really weird, depending on if you get bad plastic surgery, before they croak. And with a toxic world, with Fukushima Daiichi and scalar radiation, Wi-Fi network cell phones, glyphosate's now in the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten, and all the other crazy crap that doctors are giving that's photoactivated pollution, that when the ultraviolet light, which is more strong now, turns it into genotoxins and cancer-inducing agents and inflammatory agents, it's, to me, you're going to see a contraction of what I call the lifespan and an increase of what I call the death span. Death span means you might live to be 30 with a lifespan, but you got 40 years of dying. That's the reality. And I can tell you as a doctor who now, when I went to medical school in 1973, 43 years ago, the rate of cancer was 1 in 12. It's now down to less than 1 in 2. And with some cancers, it's virtually a guarantee. If you live into the seventh decade and you're a male, you're going to get prostate cancer unless you take Dr. Deagle's xenoestrogen detox and NutriDefense and Vision Max. You're going to get it. If you want to worry about blindness, the rate of blindness is going like a rocket. The rate of congestive heart failure, which, by the way, is not heart. The heart is affected. The primary thing is the endothelium in the kidney. The endothelium is dying because of the toxic minerals and the chemicals that are jamming up the enzymatic processes to create nitric oxide synthase and superoxide dismutase, which are all dependent on minerals. And their proof now is that the inflammatory molecules that cause diabetes, which is leukotriene B4, published last February in 2016, by the University of California, San Diego, Department of Biology, looking at what's called knockout mice, is the cause of diabetes. Well, diabetes is caused by a mineral deficiency. In fact, diabetes is a famine disease. Autism is a famine disease. Heart disease is a famine disease. Hypothyroidism, decreased 5' deiodinase of T4 to T3, is a famine disease. All of these diseases are diseases of demineralization and, in a sense, mineral famine. Not caloric famine, mineral famine. Interesting, eh?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so when we do a QRMA test, for example, it actually gives you your body, not just your packed red cell level, because that's the other blood test we can do. Because people are skeptical. They say, doctor, I don't believe you. You think you know everything. I don't know everything, but I know more than the next rock in the bucket. How's that? And I asked tough questions, and because I did actual physical tests, I was doing tests in functional medicine before there were any functional labs like Doctors Data, Genova Labs, or Metametrics, or Great Plains Laboratory. Before William Shaw even left the March of Dimes Research City government. Okay, I was doing research tests at specific university-level laboratories. I was doing research on imaging and ultrasound and MRI before any other doctors in North America were even doing it. Okay? So when I mention these things, I can validate with specific tests, whether it's 23andMe and Prometheus or organic acid metabolites or intracellular mineral content with a packed red cell for 22 minerals or the QRMA, but your mineral content rules. If you don't fix the minerals in your cells and tissues, they have no capacity to heal. Interesting, eh?
Yes, it is.
No minerals, no life. How's that? That's a short one.
We're bringing life from the Dead Sea.
Exactly. It's right. It's fun to call that Dead Sea. You should call it Life Sea.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We have Bob Vineyard back from Pure Water Systems. Bob, besides minerals, we talked in the last section, one of the most important things for adequate and awesome health is pure, clean, toxin-free, heavy metal-free, radiotoxin-free water. No other system compares to the Pure Water system in terms of reasonable cost, cheap filtration system, replacement filters, great service, and the ability to service it yourself rather than having a technician to do it. Most people don't realize that just making the water taste better or look clean and not have any vapor smell or whatever doesn't mean it's toxin-free. And if you take water and you alkalinize it before you remove the toxins, you actually increase the chances of absorption because you move the toxin towards what's called a pKa or the ionic pH, at which the toxin is at maximum ionic state, which increases absorption up to 10,000 to millions of times. So we want to dispel the fact that people think they can get a Berkey or some other water filtration system, and it compares to this. It's not. And I challenge anybody out there that thinks they know more about water than you and me, that thinks that they can push this or that water system, when you want to make sure that one of the most important things for detoxification, which we have to do every day, is drink clean water, bathe with clean water, wash our dishes with clean water so we're not eating dishes that have toxic heavy metals and radiotoxins and chemicals on them, and feeding ourselves and our pets. It's like if you're eating toxins all the time, why do you expect, whether it's fluoride that will calcify your pineal gland and screw up your melatonin release, why do you expect if you're absorbing a birth control pill, doping agents used for microchips, and cardiac drugs and chemotherapy in the water that's recycled, say, in OC or Orange County, why the heck do you expect to have a healthy body, even if you're running every day and you're so-called following an organic diet? Why? I mean, why are people delusional?
You know, Dr. Bill, it's I think it's because so many, you know, water is just one of those things we've all had around us our entire life. And, you know, most people go to the tap and they open it up and water pours out. And, you know, it's one of those things that you know, it's not that same in every place in the world, but certainly in the developed world, you know, you open up the tap, out pours water.
Right.
And there's a certain assumption there that people have that, you know, that this is one of those places where they put some trust in government that's going to deliver water to your house that's
now,
that's
why would,
that's
why
to
would
drink.
Anybody consider in any country on earth, especially in the corrupt state of America, there is no nation on earth, including third world countries, where everything is you know, paying off the police and the politicians, whatever. There's no place on earth more corrupt in terms of its public laws and environmental protection agencies than America. That's why we have GMO food. That's why they put toxins. That's why they... makes me choke. That's why they allow chemical hydrofracking. That's why the people of Flint, Michigan are dying, not just having a bad day, because the public officials thought they could get away with it.
Well, yeah. that's exactly where I was headed. Is that, you know, for the most part, and I mean I'll be generous here. For the most part, you know, water that's delivered via the city to your place meets what the government considers the fundamental step is that it's free of biotoxins. And in most cases, we're just talking about cryptosporidium and things like that.
I'm going to make an even more bold and simple statement. It's diarrhea-free water. In other words, they put enough crap in it that cryptosporidium may. Now, by the way, this is a proviso. If you're living in Denver, which is a number of cities that have naturally Giardia lamblia and cryptosporidium A, and you are on chemotherapy and radiation, every cancer clinic, conventional now, in America, especially big cities like in Denver, will tell you, for God's sake, and this is an absolute and big, bold print when they give this to you and you're getting chemo, do not drink the city water. Because if you get diarrhea from cryptosporidium or Giardia, it's going to kill you. It's not just going to give you a bad day. You're going to get bloody diarrhea and you're going to bleed out. Okay? So when you say it's diarrhea-free, it is for the normal person most of the time. But believe it or not, most of these things, like even viruses that are recycled, viruses aren't killed off by chlorine. Parasites aren't killed off by chlorine. It kills off E. coli and some of the simple bacteria. But the really big bad stuff like cryptosporidium and Giardia lamblia, they think of chlorine and chloramines as vitamins. They don't do a damn thing to them.
Well, and this is so you know, but back to the thing is that most of us, you know, we open the tap, we get out water. People who you know, and you know, most people pour some water out of their tap, they'll take a whiff and they'll go ew, and then they may or may not drink it. They'll probably turn to bottled water or some iced tea that they brewed, or they'll turn to something else.
Let's talk about the bottled water. Coca-Cola Corporation puts lots of crap in their water, even though it's bottled and so-called filtered. Go through some of the different companies. I mean, a lot of them have bottles that are not properly non-bisphenol A, so they're going to release bisphenol A chemicals, which are endocrine disruptors. A lot of them have fluorination of the water. A lot of them have trace toxins in the water because they're not truly filtered. They only put it through an RO membrane and maybe a regular charcoal, not a linear charcoal filter, so there's a potential that you're still going to have major problems, right?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of tap waters or a bottled water, so nothing more than water that's been pulled out of a tap somewhere, and they run it through a carbon filter and put it back in the bottle. And, you know, that'll get rid of the chlorine if they do it right. And they bottle it up and they sell it to you, or they get it out of some ground spring somewhere where, you know, it's got little tiny traces of things in there, just comes in most other natural waters. You know, or they, you know, do some fancy thing. It's crazy, like Fiji water. They pull it out of some place on the other side of the world. They put it in a bottle. They spend 1,000 times more in energy to get the water to you than the darn stuff is worth. And then they try to sell it to you as this being the magic elixir of waters.
Right.
And, you know, the simple thing is water, H2O, is... You know, nature's rainwater before we polluted the atmosphere was, you know, distilled water equivalent. You know, it had no parts per million. It was just pure water that evaporated up off the surface of the earth, off lakes, rivers, streams, got in clouds, came down as rain. Everything was good. And then the humans came along and started putting crap in the air. And, well, okay, granted, there was volcanoes. Those have always been around.
Right.
But, you know, so the thing is, we take water so much for granted, and it's such a simple molecule. People are like, oh, H2O, I get it. And but they don't understand that, you know, the benefits, the wonders of that molecule is it dissolves just about a little bit of everything, almost everything that it touches. And people think, oh, well, it purifies tumbling down the mountain stream. Doesn't it need all those minerals it got coming out of the groundwater? You know, there's all these assumptions that come in with water, and this is the one I get all the time. People, well, don't I need the minerals in my water? And I'm like, well, yes, you need minerals in your diet, but counting on water to be the delivery source for those minerals is just crazy. Because, you know, West Texas, you got 2,000, over 2 grams of salts in every liter of water. In Vancouver, B.C., you have 0.006 of a gram per liter of water. That's a big difference in what the mineral content is of that water. And people then think that, well, all waters are the same, and I need those minerals. But, you know, the people in Vancouver drink water that's better than just about every reverse osmosis system on the planet can produce. And those people aren't suffering from a lack of minerals in their diet. You know, most people eat food. I don't know about you. I usually eat several times a day.
Right. Yeah, now, the mineral content, by the way, should be in your food. We talked about that in the last segment with Rhett, that if you're growing your own garden, you want to use MG12 and spray dilution of it in your veggies or your greenhouse or whatever, because commercial farms, and this is an interesting fact, the farming practices they use in Mexico are much more humane. So if you're buying veggies and fruit that are certified that they're, you know, E. coli free and so on from Mexico, they're usually superior to food that's grown by what I call aggressive farming technologies here in America, pushed with toxic glyphosate, Roundup, GMO crops. They push them with specific, very narrow ranges of things to push the growth of the plant that doesn't have the mineral content or the flavor. And as a result, the food quality is significantly inferior to food that's grown elsewhere where they use normal organic food practices like in Mexico. It's a good example. I mean, where the simple old-style things, the same thing with water. You got to use a what's called a linear charcoal system, a high-quality RO membrane, and then finally an ion exchange resin, and then you can add 9 to 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium to bring the pH up, but you don't ever alkalinize it before you've removed all the toxins, and you got to make sure that the water is literally free of bacteria, cysts, parasites, viruses, mycobacteria, you name it, radiotoxins. And when you do a TDS test, total dissolved solid test, you find out, oh my gosh, there's nothing in the water except magnesium and calcium. That's what you want.
That's the simple thing. Is it, you know, it really is very simple. Drink H2O and nothing but. If you want to add some minerals, great. But do it after you know that all the nasty stuff has been removed. Because, again, this is what we take for granted, is that, you know, the water is okay. And even most filter systems only do partial job. They get rid of a little bit of the contaminants, but not all of it. I mean, carbon filters, tons of people use carbon filters. But you know what? Carbon filters don't touch arsenic. They don't touch nitrates and nitrites. They don't touch lead, mercury, you know, unless they're specially formulated. And then they special formulate them for just one thing. And, you know, Seattle Public Schools learned this last decade. Seattle public schools put a bunch of water filters in because guess what? They had lead in their water. Welcome to Portland, Oregon these days. Same problem. And so what did Seattle do? They put in special filters to remove the lead, and then guess what? Oh, guess what? They also had cadmium in the water. Well, the lead filters didn't get out the cadmium.
Right.
So the city goes back and has to redo all this stuff again. This is what happens when you get, bureaucrats involved. I went to the original meetings in Seattle and said, I'll tell you how to solve the problem. And they said, oh, no, you got it all wrong. We got to pay a couple $100 million to consultants. And then they'll get it wrong, and then we'll get to pay them again. No, that's how the government works. They don't want to solve the problem. They just want to pay off a bunch of people to study the problem.
Right.
And so don't make the same mistake yourself if you're buying a water filter. Don't buy a water filter that only gets rid of some of the contaminants. Why would you buy a car that only got you partway to your destination?
Well, the problem is, you see, a lot of unqualified people are making comments. Yesterday, for example, I had to correct Tim Alexander, who, when he deals with geopolitical, military, and other things, he's smack on. He has more knowledge in many cases than I do on that. But when you talk about water, about medicine, about natural functional wellness, about surgery and so on, my knowledge is prescient. And I can tell you, I'm very fearful for the population, for the ability of human beings to reproduce healthy human beings and won't be disease-free or won't die prematurely of all kinds of illness. I don't care what kind of health plan you have. You can even have a biblical-based plan where you have a kohanim, they're paid on a value-added tax, and you get rid of malpractice, and you have continuing education, and you do all the other things. But if you don't have public policies that are primarily are teaching the public to say, drink clean filtered water, have mineralized food, make sure that you expose your exposure to building materials that don't cause toxic chemicals, don't get exposed to scalar radiation from smart meters and turn off your Wi-Fi at night and have more places that have fiber optics. If we don't deal with all these public policies, if we stop things like hydrofracking with toxic chemicals so our water supply that feeds our veggies, they're actually recycling what's called frack water, even in places like California, you're getting in a lot of trouble for it. And I support foundations that fight this, using frack water for growing veggies. Are you kidding? They actually, it's cheaper to get frack water, so you get the frack water and grow your veggies. And yeah, it's going to grow the veggies all right, but it's going to grow them with toxic chemicals in them. And now people are doing the same thing with their water. They put it through some simple water system. Maybe it looks better, doesn't smell as bad, and they think they're fine. They're fools. They're fools. They've been told that it's okay, but 20 years or 10 years of drinking bad water always has a price, doesn't it?
Well, certainly, Dr. Bill, you're the one who understands what goes on when these things get in and start monkeying with, genetic receptors and things like that in the body.
I got a new term for you. It's called Gigo Jingo. In other words, garbage in, garbage out, then the genes go. Gigo Jingo.
There you go. Well, this is it. It's like, back in 1984, my buddy said, hey, you should get one of these water filters. These are the best things since sliced bread. And I'm like, oh, yeah, getting rid of the poison they put in the water makes a lot of sense. They got to deliver the water to my house with poison in it. And that was the first step of my knowledge. I'm like, yeah, let's get rid of the poison. And then I quickly became aware of, hey, wait a second. This poison's not all the same. It's not all the same molecule. It's not all the same stuff. Guess what else? There's other things in the water. You talk about this all the time, I know, to your listeners. What do you do in, you're up in Colorado, and people are like, oh, I got the best mountain spring water ever, loaded with uranium. So you can't make these assumptions about your water.
I get calls like that all the time, and I call them mind-twisting calls. And they don't just happen once a year. They happen literally every day. I got one call a few years ago, and it's happened many times like this, little variations on it. And they're in the northeastern United States, or like in Boulder, where the ambient ground actually has lots of uranium and other radiotoxins. And the guy tells me, he says, I'm drinking clean water right from my well all the time. I said, really? I said, what did they analyze? Oh, well, they looked at the water, and it was pretty good, and didn't find anything growing it like bacteria. And then they tested for some heavy metals. I said, really? I said, well, how did you find out and get worried? He said, well, I did a hair analysis, and my hair showed up a whole lot of uranium. I said, well, unless you're eating depleted uranium cookies, you're getting it in your water. I said, I want you to go to this specific lab, and I told him the lab, to test his water properly. His uranium level was mind-boggling. I did the same thing for someone up in Boulder. They called me, and they did a hair analysis, and their hair showed, oh, my God, look at all the uranium in my hair. I said, really? I said, well, go to this lab. We tested the water. It was like, 3,000 parts per million or something of uranium. I said, duh. What do you
expect? Well, you know what? And Colorado is another place, just like West Texas, that has oftentimes exceptionally high levels of fluoride.
Oh, yeah,
naturally occurring fluoride.
Natural fluoride. By the way, the fluoride that's in your toothpaste is even more toxic, but the natural fluoride is bad too. And what it does is fluoride acts as a biotoxin, directly interferes. It displaces iodine off of the T3 molecule, which is the lock and key for the crystallography of your mitochondria to start oxidative phosphorylation to make your mitochondria make ATP and NADH. So when you have trifluoro instead of triiodo, trifluoro forms of thyroid hormone, it non-competitively binds to the receptor and doesn't unbind. In other words, it screws it up. So people need to know you can enter into what's called fluoride-induced functional hypothyroidism, hypometabolic states. Stay right there. We'll be back in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
welcome back. I think it's important that we talk about, as you've mentioned, Bob, about drilling down to explain all the things that are in your water supply that doesn't belong there and how it'll affect your biology. A lot of people really don't understand this. They really don't understand it, and their doctors doesn't understand it. Their public health officials don't understand it. And people get upset. They think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're so arrogant, man. You think you know stuff that my doctor doesn't know. Well, I'll tell you what. If you wanted to dispute that, have your doctor, if he's not on air, after air, give me his phone number or her phone number and email, and I will prove to you they don't have a faintest clue in telling you public health issues about what's going to affect your health 5 or 10 years from now or even sooner because you've had decades of drinking bad water. And people say, oh, well, that's not a problem. I said, are you kidding? I said, do you really want to have water with Prozac and birth control pill and cardiac drugs and doping agents for making microchips in your water? Do you really? Do you want to even have natural molecules like uranium and fluoride and other garbage? I remember one place where they kept on saying, everybody's got a really strong tan. They got just really good tan. And they're all having adrenal problems. I said, well, that sounds weird. So I went and did water tests. This is like 30-some years ago. It turned out the water supply was based on wells, and it was loaded to the gunnels with arsenic. They were getting arsenic-induced tanning. You'll tan like crazy when you get arsenic poisoning. I mean, that's not good. And they all assumed their doctor knew what the hell they were doing. Assume this. Nobody knows what they're doing. And if you start asking questions, you might start to approach it. But nobody knows what they're doing. Now, that includes me, by the way. I ask questions. I'm just a little closer to the truth because I'm willing to ask questions to keep me in the state of discomfort. Okay? And the wisest person in the room is the one who asks the best questions, not the one who thinks they have all the answers. I have answers because I've asked tough questions over years, and I've done testing and validation, and I've been freaked out hundreds of times by really bad situations over water. Example.
Well, and the arsenic is a great example, Dr. Bill, because here's one of those places where, you know, the government has arsenic as one of the regulated contaminants in their watch list of 93 chemicals on the EPA's list that must be regulated in water. If it appears over a certain level, then they have to do remediation. And all kinds of the desert Southwest, has arsenic levels that are above the national allowed limits. And, you know, and so this is a big thing. It costs communities a lot of money to do remediation for arsenic. Well, so people cruise along and they since the Clean Water Act was introduced and then the arsenic got on the list, and they said, oh, well, you can have 50 parts per billion arsenic, and that's, you know, if you have less than that, it's still okay, you can deal with that. And so that cruised along for about 20 years, and then they came back and they said, hey, guess what? We're changing it. We want it to be 10 parts per billion. That means people for the last 20 years who are drinking 50 parts per billion water, thinking it was okay, doesn't meet the current standard.
Exactly. But don't I tell you that there's 7 new chemicals every day in your water, 7, and there's over 10,800 chemicals of parts per million or billion. Wow. And they only regulate about 35 or 40 of them.
Hey, here's a great thing. Save 10% with a BEV system through NutriMedical. Use the NutriMed, NutriMed, promo code. Take 10% off on your order at purewatersystems.com.
Sounds good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.